It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
This battery only lasts 45 minutes, so it's going to be a short show.
Greg.
It's on the way.
Matt.
The Down Undertaker.
Steve.
He's the Shawn Michaels of Dictator. He's very charismatic.
Led to the ring by sensational Stalin.
And Vaughn.
You know, Vaughn.
I really wish you hadn't done that.
Sorry.
You look what you did, you little jerk.
You're what the French call les incompetents.
Holy shit. I thought Steve Austin showed up for a second.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
I was honored to be on our next performer's new video. And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my, make me beautiful duet. Cause he's freaking genius.
We use this way too much.
Yeah, well, it's our thing.
Wait, are you recording this time?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Somewhere there's a 13-year-old boy in 1995 crying.
Why?
He's the only one that cares that Anna Nicole Smith is dead. And I'm sick.
No, really?
It's the Aristocrats. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matt.
Hi, everyone.
And Steve... Oh.
I'm glad everyone could show up tonight.
And Craig... Oh.
Yeah. And Steve... Oh.
And Steve number two... Oh.
The unfunny Steve. Oh.
And Vaughn.
Vern.
Yeah.
And Carly grabbed the mic for some odd reason.
Oh.
Well, we need a seat filler.
Oh, man. And I am sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I think he's sick because his hot rod shirt is way too tight.
It's not too tight, is it?
No, it's not. It's nice.
Yeah, it's not sucking on
it's
that
comfortable.
Gut.
Yeah, it does look comfortable.
Do a hot, a wet t-shirt contest with those.
Oh, stop.
What?
Wet
so
t-shirt.
So Anna Nicole Smith is dead, and finally we got to kind of, not break something, but have something that hasn't been talked about all day.
Well, yeah.
And actually do it on the show.
Yeah, I got hit with it today at about a quarter after four from my webmaster, Mike.
He hit you over the head with her dead body?
Well... No, but he punned her name as Anna the Cold Stiff.
Ooh, Anna the Cold Stiff.
We need a drum kit.
Wow, that was great.
Oh, man. Well, she collapsed in a hotel, the Hard Rock Cafe.
Fortunately, she wasn't fat anymore.
Yeah, I know.
There could have been collateral damage.
Right through the three or four floors.
And she basically went to the hospital and died.
Dead.
Duh.
Yeah, well, if she ever wanted to lose any more weight, this is the best way to do it.
Yeah, trim spa, baby. Casket, baby.
Oh.
And if she... They keep comparing her to Marilyn Monroe.
No.
What?
You can't do that.
If she died in, like, you know, 95, if she died. She was Playmate of the Year, I think, 93. Mm-hmm. If she died in 95 before we all know what she sounded like, I think she would have been, like, the next Marilyn Monroe. But... She had to go and get fat and start talking. And
but what did she do?
She was a playmate.
But no, but she didn't do anything.
No, but she was
in a couple of shitty films.
Yeah, she was
like the
Skyscraper.
Naked Gun movies.
She was a topless dancer, started off.
Yeah.
Then she did the Guess Gene ads, which, you know, went to Playboy.
I think the Guess Gene ads and the Playboy thing kind of happened at the same time.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, but
I don't
she
know.
Didn't. But she didn't really do that much.
No, she was just a model.
Yeah, that's it.
What did Marilyn Monroe do?
She dated very influential men.
And she was in a couple good movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she was.
She was also a role model.
Yeah,
kind of.
Well, yeah, well.
Anna Nicole Smith was never a role model.
For hags like Anna Nicole Smith.
She knew too much.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. What a role model. She banged the president.
Yeah, if you were getting fucked by the Kennedy boys, wouldn't you be dead?
Wow.
Whoa.
My
too far.
My great uncle? Great, is that right?
Had his pinky in there.
He's old. Well, he's dead, but he was a Major League Baseball player, and he knew her.
Oh, really?
I have a picture of them.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
A little stinky pinky?
So actually, she came to the games every now and then.
Oh, she came to the games.
Yeah. Oh, she came all right.
She came and came again.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have the picture of them. She's holding the bat, I think it is. And, the bat.
Oh, the bat.
The bat was hidden for a little while before that picture was taken.
So.
Could you turn that back on, please? Thank you.
Oh, God.
Cover him up.
Carly thought the show was that bad. She's like, guys, guess what?
Carly just turned off a light that was connected to our headphone.
Done.
Carly refuses to put blankets over this. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here we go.
There we go.
You know what, guys? Talk for a second.
All right, fine.
So
Vaughn, horror movies.
We're going to talk about horror movies now?
Go ahead.
Okay, now that, what is it? I was just watching the Hills of Eyes 2 trailer. It's not a bad little trailer, but... Like, for God's sakes, can they stop remaking these fucking classic horror movies?
Well, I was mentioning earlier that a lot of people don't even realize that most of these movies are remakes.
Yeah.
Because they're that far from the originals.
Like Black Christmas, that just came out in December.
Yes.
That's a remake of a great horror movie.
And who knows that, except Vaughn?
Except for me and a handful of other people.
Yeah.
Like, all these, like half the Japanese films that have come out in America, like Pulse. That movie Pulse that came out a couple months ago, right? Abomination in America. Fucking brutal.
Abomination.
Like, it was like a WB 11 movie of the week.
The WB. What did I say?
Oh, God.
I don't remember the comedian that said this originally, but apparently the WB is like the universe before the Big Bang, all black and no stars.
Yeah.
Carly didn't get that.
If anyone knows who said that.
If anyone knows who did that joke.
It's like Paul Mooney or somebody like that.
I don't know. It could have been.
He just put out a record or a DVD.
And he's not saying the word nigger.
And that's the last time you're going to hear it if you get that DVD. No, he's not. He like with the whole big boycott thing, you know, when everybody said, he was the one guy who was standing on the pedestal saying, "I'm not saying that word no more." And his whole career is the word nigger.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just putting down the honkies and putting up the nigger. That's what
it is.
So
what is he doing now?
I guess he's bleeping his own shit. I don't know. I really haven't heard anything from him since then.
Is he actually saying like N-word or is he?
No, he's probably rewriting everything. He's probably got his whole group of Jewish writers that he works with rewriting his whole bit.
Did he get 6.25% of Derek to write any of it?
I threw a couple words in.
A couple syllables.
Derek has two words in every sentence.
Yes. That's about it. So, Nicole Smith, huh?
Yeah.
She's dead and she has big fake breasts. And that's about it. That's all I can say
and
about her.
What is it? I was watching the news before I came over here, and they're so preoccupied with all this dumb shit, like about how her kid is, like, you know, if your kid's going to get anything out of this or, you know, and they're talking about, oh, how sad it is that she lost her son. And
what
then,
is this kid going to do?
The kid can't even talk or can't even look correctly.
Collect money from her dead mother the rest of her life?
Well, she can't really enjoy any of it for a few years. Mm. I mean, how old is the kid?
She's a couple months, maybe a year tops.
When September.
Did her son die? September.
It?
Okay, so six, not even.
Yeah.
Not even 6 months.
By the time she knows what money is, she'll have plenty of it.
Yeah.
No, or her supposed father, Howard K. Stern.
Hopefully no one will tell her who her mother is.
Hopefully.
Maybe they can just hide that from her.
Literally, when was the last time you saw a good publicity, whatever, from Anna Nicole Smith?
Never.
When was the last time she was in a good light?
Never.
Never.
She's always been under scrutiny her entire life.
Yeah.
Playboy. Doing Playboy.
Yeah,
that
but was there
was
the whole gold digger incident.
That was 95.
Right?
Yeah. If she died right before that, she'd be like, amazing. If she just died.
She'd be appreciated.
Maybe.
No, I really don't think so. I think she was, honestly, I think she was a terrible person. I don't think she ever did anything good for anybody except give boners to a lot of young men. And
including myself.
Oh, yeah?
We were all wanking off back in the day.
Yeah, 12, 13 years old.
I was never attracted to her.
Someone I know had a subscription to Playboy, so, yeah.
Someone I know.
Yeah. I used to kind of take them. No, not my dad. No pornography in my house.
Really?
No.
Your dad's a pretty horny fellow, though.
Wow.
Okay.
Did you get all that, Dad?
Oh, he'd enjoy it. Is he listening tonight?
I hope not. I really do. No. He's crying over Anna Nicole. She was 39.
I figured she was about 40. Yeah.
That's the worst part, is she was so weirdly young.
Weirdly young.
No, because I thought she was older than that, actually.
I wasn't expecting her to die. I wasn't expecting her to die.
No, I mean, I didn't have any bets placed or anything, but she was definitely on my top list.
I did, which is why I didn't expect it.
Oh.
He's got
I was giving her another 4 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I actually said last night to somebody, in the hopes that we would have material today, I said, somebody has to die between now and tomorrow so we have something to talk about on the show. And lo and behold, God said, well, let's get the most likely candidate, or at least the best one.
But
and Nicole Smith.
If you really think about it, was still alive, like, what's the next thing she could do? Like,
she wasn't,
surreal life?
She wasn't doing anything.
I know. No, she just collected money off commercials. That's all she was doing.
Yeah.
Trim spa commercials and coming out just... I was going to say drunk, but I don't even know what she was on.
Well, she's always been like that. I saw an interview about probably maybe between 10 and 12 years ago on Stern, and she just looked like she was coked up. I know she's a coke addict. She has to be from the way that you know she acts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was completely high or whatever you would say she was on that show, and they were actually asking her about it, and she was just like, no. I mean, this was before her show, so she's always been like that. Mm-hmm. That wasn't just an act she was putting on for the show, for, like a character. That's just her.
Yeah.
So it was a reality show.
One of the worst.
She was really fat on that show. Like if you look at her like last week when she was still alive, yeah. You can like see her ribs and everything. And then look at her when she was on that show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She was like Miss Piggy and then Kermit the Frog.
And the thing is, when she was doing that show, she was like still thinking that she was still the hot shit.
Yeah.
So she's wearing the tiniest fucking clothes you can think of.
She
and you're just
so
like,
disgusting.
It's like any fat girl you see in a club in this state, just tight-ass fucking clothes. You're like, oh, God, don't bend over for the life of me.
I wouldn't have been surprised if she had like pizza stuck on her clothes as she's walking.
She probably
dry.
Yeah.
Somebody
dry
must have put her up to that. Whoever was managing her at the time.
Oh, they probably gave her a decent amount of money for it. That's why.
Well, they probably got her nice and fat and then filmed her.
Yeah, they probably said, you know what? Well, she probably already was fat.
Yeah.
So probably like, you know what?
Well,
you're
she was
really
always
fat.
Big, even in Playboy.
Yeah,
she was
thick. She was meaty.
But she full.
But
full
she gave
body.
Up the
full
ghost.
Figured.
She gave up the ghost when she started, you know, the whole thing with the billionaire.
Yeah,
he didn't care. She was already like out of the limelight by then, so
she
just gave up the ghost.
What did she ever get out of that?
She got
Did she get liquidation or did she get money?
She supposedly got money. Even after the son died, they were supposedly giving her a decent amount of it. But now that she's dead, that's all back up in the air.
He was like an eighth generation oil tycoon.
Yeah,
and he was almost dead.
He was like, where was he? In his 90s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah, he was like wheelchair bound, just like disgusting.
It was big. There was a big talk about it in high school.
Oh yeah, be that girl.
Wow,
what, licking on old balls.
No, gold digger.
She wants. Oh. She just wants the big,
she
big
just wants,
tits.
She just wants the old balls.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear you.
Thank
say
you,
that.
Carly. How are you doing?
Here's something I didn't know. It's kind of funny.
Go ahead.
Did you know her real name?
I might
know. What is it?
Well, Vicky Lynn, and I'll give you a hint what her last name was.
Okay.
She's a Hogan.
Oh, whoops. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's
it did hurt.
That's why you had that queued up.
Yes. Pass out in a hotel and you don't survive.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Christ.
Oh, that was good.
All right, enough with this fucking Anna Nicole Smith. I hate her. She's dead.
We really got to stretch it out though, Derek.
We do.
Yeah.
Since we no one here. You know, I was...
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about how many fucking people we always had here, and it always annoyed me, and now there's not
feast
enough.
Feast or famine.
It really is.
Well,
it's
you
terrible.
Know, Chris, Steve did give us a little
Chris?
Heads up. I said Chris.
Chris?
I mean, Steve. Sorry.
Chris.
I'm thinking it.
All right, Vern.
Fuck you. Steve did give us a heads up, you know.
Well, no,
Michael,
we knew last
I mean,
week that,
Eddie.
Well, Lewis.
We knew that Steve
he
wasn't going
like,
to be here last week because he had a very important concert to go to.
Oh, yeah. Well... He told me the band name. And
oh,
like,
I don't know, like Opium or something. I really don't.
They're out, yeah, they're like a heavy.
What was
like
it?
A Bottle Rock or a Ball
what?
Rock? I can't.
Bottle Rocket Ball Boys or something? I don't know.
Ball
no,
rock.
No, no, no.
Balrog, yes. Ball
it wasn't.
Some weird, like.
It wasn't Balrog.
Some weird.
Balrog is the Mario Brothers, isn't it?
No, that's the boxer from Street Fighter.
It was the Lord of the Rings.
And if, you're.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
And if you're Japanese, that's actually Vega.
That's enough.
Oh, God, don't get into this with the Street
what?
Fighter 2 names. No.
This is the name swaps?
Oh, fuck
why not?
Whatever.
But yeah.
And Bison.
What was that gesture that you were making here before?
Two towers.
Oh, okay.
Two towers. No matter what, she's going to answer two
I thought
towers.
It was like goal. So.
That's the answer we have, to anything.
And then Craig. Craig's reason for not showing up tonight.
Well, we can't really get into it too much, but basically he's tired.
Okay.
He's tired.
He'll be here next week.
Maybe.
Sure he will.
I penciled him in.
Booker. He'll decline.
Yeah.
And then our other associate, Steve, number two.
Was going to come and save the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
He was going to make this show.
And he couldn't get off of work.
What? Really?
This is a professional broadcast.
Well, at least the people who are here are the dedicated ones.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I live here.
Me too.
Oh, that's right.
We showed up.
I hope so.
And you two have nothing better to do.
Yeah. That's true. True. I really don't.
I don't either.
Well, actually, no.
That's what you told me.
I could have been hanging out with a girl tonight, but.
Ooh, oh. How old?
Our age?
Really?
Our grade?
Is she telling you
our
the truth?
School?
Does her first name begin with a B?
No.
Oh.
Damn it.
Wait, L?
No.
Q?
Let's just go through the rest of the alphabet.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm just bringing up the point that
you
I'm not that much of a loser. But
you declined a date
maybe
to be
I
on
am.
This thing?
Yeah, I was
no, it wasn't a date. It wasn't a date. It was
whatever.
A,
you declined to hang out with a
I'm
woman?
I'm not that much of a loser. I'm not hanging out with a girl tonight for this internet radio show. Like,
maybe I am. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
maybe
God.
My dedication will pay off one day.
Really, what are we going to do with this show?
I don't know.
Is this going to go anywhere?
I hope so.
Should we just hang it up?
Nah.
For all now right. or the rest yeah. of... I mean, this be the last show?
Should this be the last show?
You know, no. You know, only one person's going to respond to that.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Some guy from Japan who's going to say, "As long as it's Vaughn's last show."
Japan.
Which, by the way,
hey, he didn't like Steve either.
Yeah,
so.
What would we do tonight if we got rid of Vaughn?
It would just be. I'd probably just. I'll tell him too
bad. You'd sign on, and then the guy would be like, "Okay, go ahead. All right, guys, go."
I'll tell you what we would do. We would say, "I can't do the show," and they'd say, "Okay."
Yeah,
and that would be the end of it. It's not like we have a contract or something,
no. Well,
or sick days. You know,
we're only on once
we're
a
money.
Week.
Oh my God, I'm so.
So what about the hot wing challenge?
Oh, what about it?
Yeah,
did it happen?
All right, two things I want to get to.
Go for it.
Number one, everyone likes free stickers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So email us your address to arstickers@aol.com.
How many emails did we get last time?
Let me check.
Oh,
we got one, and I'll give you one guess who it's from.
The guy from Japan.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
He sent that you were his address.
Yes.
Can I shit in a box and send it to him? No, I don't want to do that.
No.
That's not nice.
But if you want free stickers, we are going to print them up eventually. Mm-hmm. And when we do, we'll give you a bunch. Email your home address or P.O. box if you don't want us to
know
where you live.
You know, mm-hmm. overseas is going
to be. We are very reputable people. We're not going to come to your house and kill you. And send it to arstickers@aol.com. The other thing I want to get to is the, abomination that was the Hot Wing Challenge.
The tie.
I know one of you is going to just given up to give it, make it interesting.
You know,
no.
I kind of was hinting to it, like,
No, I'm not.
Vaughn yelled out.
No fake radio.
I don't do fake radio.
Wow.
And
yes,
I
you
said,
do.
Yes, you
every
do.
Every week.
No, I mean, like, you know, not like bullshit know. Fake radio, you know?
You might as well have just said, I won't make interesting radio. So we had the challenge. We tried to do, like, a little pre-show thing beforehand. It was basically just us talking about wrestling, as usual.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that
yes.
Extreme X
That's
wrestling,
that
whatever.
Yeah, well, that wasn't bad, though. That first half wasn't bad. Whatever.
So then we did the actual challenge. It was mediocre at best. Basically, we all tapped out except for Carly and Vaughn.
Yep.
We were asked.
And it basically went down to they ate all the wings.
Yeah,
and
we had
like death sauce that this guy gave me.
What is that stuff called?
Ultra death sauce.
Ultra boot leather sauce.
Yeah.
Ultra dog shit sauce.
Wow.
And we were actually just basically... essentially pouring it into their mouth. And it says not to use it undiluted and all this stuff. And they were just like, it just tastes like shit. Basically.
Well, no, Carly, the next morning, what were you telling me about?
It was like a nuclear war in my intestines.
Wow. Yeah.
Her shit was coming out bloody.
Nice.
I haven't had any problems with it, except for, like I was telling her, my jaw was bothering me, but I think that was for something else.
I don't know.
Your jaw?
My jaw. I said jaw.
Oh, you said your jaw. I thought that was like a weird name for your dick or something.
Ew, stop.
My
jaw. I've seen it. I don't want to hear about it.
Mm. So anyway, they wouldn't give up, so I gave up and pulled the plug on the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, oh, deleted forever.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. It's not deleted forever. It's never going to show up.
But I
just like a handful of other shows that have been produced and are never going to show up.
Well, I'm sure there's at least a few clips in there that we can use for a highlight reel.
Maybe.
No.
Doubt it, though.
There isn't.
No.
Are you going to go through it?
No.
Thank you.
Well, unless you send it to me.
Yeah. I have an idea to declare a winner.
Okay.
No.
Now, I brought this up to Carly, and she basically said no.
Uh-oh.
So this is maybe a way for Vaughn to take the title.
Ooh.
What?
Take a swig?
I'm not drinking
next
that
week,
shit.
Live on the show,
okay.
We'll drive you to Shrewsbury, New Jersey, and we will do the in-store 911 hot wing challenge.
Why don't they down the Shrewsbury?
Because I think they don't do it in Red Bank.
They don't.
They don't?
That one's in Eatontown.
Yeah, I was going to correct you.
Shrewsbury.
Whatever. They're right next to each other.
One in Shrewsbury?
Anyway.
Do we have anything to do with
it matters
live?
Not.
We'll just call in.
Call in?
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you two come, one other person with a cell phone.
Perfect.
Call in. You guys do it.
Are you up for it?
You know.
If Carly says
Carly
no.
Was puking
if Carly
the last
says no, Vaughn's
it.
A champ.
No. Vaughn has to do it and surpass what Carly did.
She
I say so.
She did try it.
She didn't even get through one. She was puking in the dumpster.
Well, maybe you won't either.
It was pretty hot. Yeah.
Well, since Carly is the champion.
I don't have to think about it.
You go first. If you can
withstand.
Eat one, or just get, or half a one. How bad are they?
It's like pepper spray, right? on a piece of chicken.
Yeah, but yeah. This
they
is to win
it
the
with
contest.
Gloves because yes. It gets into your skin. It's that powerful.
Okay. So you go first, and if you do it.
Mm-hmm. Without vomiting everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's no bathroom in that place either, right?
No, there's not.
Nope. And they don't have milk or anything.
Well, you can bring your own milk.
Yeah.
So it's basically whoever can withstand it
now,
will win.
I wonder, because when I had these wings the other night, the one that was one step down,
yeah.
How much different, how much hotter is the 911 than those?
Well, Carly was licking the cardboard from the hottest ones we could get, and she had a half a one and was puking in a dumpster.
Okay.
So
there's a significant jump.
I would say.
Yeah.
The thing is, that thermonuclear, whatever the hell the top one is, the one before 911, it still burns the crap out of your mouth. It's just not, you can deal with it.
It's okay. If you had something to eat it with, it would be fine.
Yeah.
But because the whole
point
of the contest.
A little spicy for my taste.
Yeah. Yeah. But because the whole point of the 911 challenge is to do, what, five of them? Six?
Six. The six piece.
Is there a time limit on that? You have to do it.
5 minutes.
In 5 minutes.
Five minutes.
So you
eat six in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we're not going to do that challenge.
No.
It would just be whoever can eat them and not.
Yeah, but that's the only way you can get them.
Well, you buy the thing, and they just give you six, and they're like, if you do it, you get your picture on the wall.
Okay, all right.
But,
see, now.
Well, also, it's also on their Wednesdays. If you eat it, you beat the surpassed the record of the guy from the week before, you get to put on the wall.
Now, just on the topic of very spicy foods,
mm-hmm.
When I was probably 10 years old, my family got pizza, and my grandfather loved spicy food. Now, he put. I guess it was some kind of little pepper, like those little chips, you know, like it's really tiny.
Red pepper flake?
Little flakes of peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't realize they were on the pizza, and he put it all on the pizza. Now, all I did was get one of them on my tongue. I knew it was only one of them because I took it out of my mouth. The instant that it touched my tongue, my mouth was on fire. So, I'm just trying to figure out exactly how spicy the 911 sauce is.
You're also very young. You probably weren't used to anything that, you know, whatever.
But, I mean.
What's next? If we both tie on this, what's next?
I doubt you will.
What, are you going to just have like.
Well,
we both throw up
to
and even out.
To win.
Are you going to just shoot us with pepper spray in the mouth? What's next?
Well, yeah, but all you have to do is finish one and not throw up.
Drink this warm dog piss.
I kind of threw up because it hurt so bad.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
Like in the face region, the whole body?
Everything hurt.
Oh, that's good.
I was with my cousin.
I want to go into diabetic shock because of it. I'm not a diabetic.
It didn't taste like chicken or anything. It smelled bad and it hurt. It was like if you took like a hot iron and just put it on your face. Yeah.
Wow.
Your tongue and lips and you put it down your throat and swallowed it.
Wow.
Your stomach hurt. Everything hurt and throwing up hurt even worse.
It's like they just got done welding a horseshoe and you just eat it.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, I never thought that it could be that bad because the thermonuclear was spicy.
It's edible.
It's spicy.
Painful, no.
Mm.
that hurt so bad that my cousin was begging me to drive him to a place where we could buy milk and Tums. And I was like, I can't.
So you're in the back puking up.
Yeah, well, we both were. We both were. And, like, our lips were swollen and purple, and our eyes were watering.
Yeah, you want me to die. Thank
what
you.
Do you think, Vaughn?
I got to think about it.
And the people were really laughing at us.
This is to win the contest.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather be blue and dead. Thank you.
Wow.
You're gonna die from it. You're just going to get swollen lips.
We'll bury you next to Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, thanks.
Or on top of her.
Get the piano case coffin, okay?
Wow.
Do you have any cute puns for Vaughn's name?
My fat dead ass.
Dumbass.
Wow.
That wasn't a pun.
Gone.
All right, fine.
Sucked.
I put you on the spot, so I'll accept that.
No, usually he's very good on the spot, but...
I did. Gone.
Gone.
Speaking of gone, I think the Aristocrats need a break.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I thought we were doing well.
We're all right.
Was there anything else you want to talk about, Carly?
Two towers!
No.
All right, we'll come back and
half
get some
hour
news. Yeah, I know.
Damn.
Not bad.
Back in the break.
A long fucking show. We'll be right back.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh my god. Oh, yeah? Really? Iota?
If you ever wanted people to stop listening to us, just play more Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
Oh, wait, this is my seating. Oh, cool. Vaughn's with us here today.
Oh, hey, Vaughn.
How's it going, Vaughn?
Hopefully
I literally said, like, we got 50 seconds left, and he runs in the
bathroom.
Oh,
okay, I'll go take a piss. On mic, please.
Vaughn basically shit his pants.
No, it didn't.
Vaughn gave birth to two twin farts. Identical twin farts.
Seriously, they were literally identical.
No, they weren't.
No, like, not in performance.
The first one I had to bend over a little bit because it made my
butt cheeks
ripple.
They sounded exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. They were the exact same thing.
But do in it. My body.
Matt, do
they
it.
They would, what?
What do they sound like?
They were like,
wow.
And then the other one?
Wow.
It was the exact same thing.
And like I told you, I had Taco Bell last night, and I had Baja Fresh this afternoon for lunch.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Baja Fresh is always...
Why would you ever do that?
Because I was in the mood for fish tacos, so man. I was in the mood for fish tacos when I got out of work.
Fish like, tacos. Disgusting.
Fish tacos, some black beans, some rice.
Vomit. My God.
I would never even have a fish taco.
Oh,
I've heard of fish tacos before, and I've seen them on menus, and I do not have any desire to have a fish taco.
The only thing I eat is meat and cheese and sauce. Whenever I go to Taco Bell, I get the meatiest, sauciest, cheesiest food.
I wouldn't even eat their chicken.
I get the burritos in this.
No, I think the chicken would be all right.
But the
actually,
thing is,
no, that's
chicken
why
quesadillas.
I do. Yeah,
but the thing is, in Baja Fresh, the burritos suck, and the tacos are good, but I don't know. I've ever seen, like, I just... I have a big affiliation with, like, fish tacos. Nice piece of fried fish.
I've only had
with cabbage and,
cabbage?
Yeah, that's what it is.
You disgusting.
What?
Gross.
Oh,
gross.
Your asshole
it's
is
cabbage
a cesspool.
And fish. Oh, God.
Yeah, fish and cabbage in your ass. Thank you.
No.
And black beans and some rice. It's fantastic.
What color beans?
Black.
Okay.
Negro beans.
Realis negros? Anywho.
Anyway, so it stunk to high hell.
Like, and it was a slight progression, too. It started from me, and it slowly pushed itself through.
You were like a yard and a half away from me, and you didn't even come near me.
And well, and all of a sudden, Carly was just like, oh, Vaughn. Oh.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That's it, man.
And then my dog died.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wish.
Well, he got back up again.
He passed out. Yeah. No, when she brought him out, he looked at me like her. She looked at me like I did something real bad.
Yeah, you did.
Because you did.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't.
Carly wanted us to play. There's things on YouTube. Apparently, we're not as original as we thought.
Oh.
Apparently, everyone does the Cluck You Challenge.
But they don't do it on their own radio show.
Maybe
true.
They
that's
do.
That's the difference.
Doubt it.
So there's a couple of videos of people doing the actual
right.
Cluck You Challenge.
Whoops.
You want to just grab one of these?
Yeah, play it.
I'll grab one.
I want to see what this looks like. Wait, hold on. Let me get up.
I'll just listen.
I really didn't want you to.
I want to see the guy freak out.
No.
All right. Oh, they had to make a whole fucking music video.
Oh, is there going to be any actual, like,
freaking out.
Audio from this?
This is like a fucking...
Oh, it's like a freaking film. Oh, screw it. I'm out.
5 minutes. Fuck that.
I'm not waiting.
Gross.
Pick another one.
Get us, get us one? Up to the meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
If there is any.
Hot wings.
Here's...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fallen.
Sorry, I had to put the mic back.
Hey, come on. Hey,
yeah. He makes it look easy.
Tastes not bad.
Bring out the prize. The trophy.
He's okay.
Is he smiling?
Ooh, do they look like that?
They look like shit.
Sauce is so dark.
Literally, it looks like...
It looks like he's eating poop.
Looks like he's eating, like, General Tso's chicken.
I had
Maybe it's because he's Chinese.
And he's wigging out. You can see it.
No water for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Oh, so you got to eat them and then hold it for 5 minutes.
Well, you don't have to do anything.
I don't want to lick my fingers. You have to eat.
Man, this is just gross.
Disgusting.
I'm really hoping
he was
more.
Doing
he
a good job, though. He made
yeah, he was down.
Wolfed
him. How many did he eat?
Now, he ate like two right there.
Two?
Yeah.
Pretty rough.
Whatever. You guys can do it. Come on.
Yeah, I really want to. I want to see it. Come on, guys. All right. Come on, guys.
Okay, we'll try it.
Ooh.
Maybe it'll be a taped bit for next week's show.
What?
Wow.
What?
Well, we have to go
what
on
happened?
Location.
We're not doing it now. Fuck it.
Wow.
Oh, what, I give away? Did I open up the curtain?
Oh, my
God.
Why would you,
you
do that?
You broke the fourth wall.
Oh, shit. The fucking fourth wall's gone.
Well, anybody who heard it right now has heard it, so.
Well, anyone who's hearing it right now really doesn't give a shit
it's true.
Anyway.
Yeah. They're all talking about poop in the chat room.
Yeah. Do.
They don't even know what he said.
No.
Can't even understand him.
At least we have one person who listens to our show in the chat room.
Yeah, we do, actually.
Me. I'm in the chat room.
No,
I'm
besides
listening.
You, we have Matt.
Nah, you're right.
Derek's not even listening.
No, I'm not.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Let's do the story about Vaughn stealing people's identities.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Oh, fuck. Don't say that.
2006 alone, more than 240,000 people had their identities stolen in America, most of them victims of credit card fraud.
Tonight, CBS cameras go undercover to tell you about an identity theft scam many people don't know about. It starts in your local post office, and right now there's nothing you can do to stop it.
CBS 2's Allison Kosick has the story.
People lose their homes over stupidity like this.
An ID thief hijacked Steve Zuckerman's name by stealing his mail, not from his mailbox in Great Neck, but by using a loophole in the U.S. postal system. We went undercover inside several area post offices and found it couldn't be easier.
I'm going to put a change of address form in today. Do you need ID for this?
No. The last is from a mailbox or
no ID.
Okay. You heard right. You don't need ID when you turn in a change of address card.
That is gay.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's why you don't do it.
What?
When you move, there's a whole bunch of other things why you wouldn't put a change of address card in. Because when you move, all your information, you know, if you get like telemarketers calling your house,
mm-hmm.
when you move and you put a change of address in through the post office, they get all that information.
Interesting.
So it automatically starts all over again to your new place. That's why normally if you're a smart person, you'd go through the companies and change your address.
Well, what you're not understanding is people
can just do
someone else's.
Because they're honest. Because for some odd reason, the post office is very honest. And they
honest
don't,
or don't give a shit?
Seriously.
Honest.
I don't think they're honest. I think they just really don't care.
No, I think they...
I could walk into the post office tomorrow and mm-hmm. be like, hi, my name is... Derek McGuire, I'm changing my address, and I would get all of Derek's mail.
Yes.
Oh.
Basically.
That's easy.
Well, you wouldn't get it for like a couple
Can
weeks.
Can I try it?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Derek.
Sorry.
Derek is already a victim of identity
Yes, I already
theft.
Had my identity stolen.
Like this?
Not like
not
that.
Not like this, no. But it's happened.
When I worked at a certain place, a certain manager went into my certain file... and put certain bills under my name because he had no credit.
Yes, he was an asshole.
And he couldn't get a phone. He couldn't get electric or mm-hmm. like gas.
That's amazing.
So he just called up the companies and said, hi, I'm Derek McGuire, and I live at this house now, and
See,
I would like a phone.
Wow.
And what happened was he called somebody that I worked with, and my name came up on the caller ID.
Oh.
So they asked why I let him do that, and I said, well, I didn't. and he got away with nothing.
Well, what is
absolutely.
It?
I called the cops. I did everything. He fled to Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, he left the state. Mm-hmm. They caught him, tracked him down. They had him in custody, And they called me up and said, is there anything else you want to tell us? And I said, no, I told you everything. They said, okay. And that's the last I heard of it.
He didn't serve any time or anything?
No.
He didn't serve time for pedophilia?
What?
No, that neither. Damn it. But yeah, he got away with nothing.
Fucking kid toucher.
He got away with everything, you mean?
Well, yeah. He got away with doing nothing.
Well, have you heard from about him since?
No. I saw him in the mall.
Really?
He was working at
He's still living in this
GameStop.
Great.
That's the last I saw him.
That guy. I only met him a couple times.
Yeah. I knew his fiance.
Yeah,
who's that?
With her.
Oops, don't say any names.
Yeah, just...
No, I won't say it. I think she really cares, but...
Oh, you won't.
No, I won't say her name. Because she's doing better now. I just talked to her a couple weeks ago. Because she's still working in the same place that she was working when I was when she was my boss.
And the funny part is, when this happened, I was working with Pat, who used to be on the show.
Yes.
And they said that they went through the files, and mine was missing, Pat's was missing, and one other person.
Ooh.
So Pat started freaking out and calling me. He's like, dude, my file's missing. I'm like, yeah, mine too. He goes, do you realize what he can do with my information? I said, yes, because he did it to me. You insensitive prick.
You don't matter, Derek.
Do you realize what could happen to me?
Yeah.
Why don't you open your eyes and see what can happen to you?
Dope.
But luckily, he did pay his bills on time for the 2 or 3 months that I was under there. So nothing happened.
So no one came to your father's house?
No, no one came to my house and knocked on my door for money. But I'm sure eventually he was going to stop paying because that's what he does.
Apparently.
A friend of mine had that happen to him. He was in college. He was dating this girl. And one day she just disappeared.
Nice.
Just out of the blue. And all of a sudden, he started getting these bills and he's like he just started checking his credit card went missing. It was all right, you know. Like, he didn't realize it.
No,
it was his credit card or his Social Security. he didn't know. She wrote it down. He had it in his wallet.
Uh-huh.
She wrote it down and got credit cards out and all this other shit. Charged all this shit on these cards. And he didn't know it until about 3 months later when just, like, this bill came out of nowhere. Right. And he was like, what the fuck's this? He's, like, trying to get it all. He's still, like, in trouble with it.
My mother had a Visa card sent to her,
uh-huh.
and she didn't want it. So they have the thing on it where to activate, call this number or whatever. Yeah, uh-huh. She never called. She just, like, threw the thing out.
Ooh.
And then, like, months later, she gets a bill with all this stuff charged on it. Not a lot, maybe a couple $100. And she's like, what is it? I don't even have this card. This isn't my card. So she called them up. And they're just like, you know, well, this card's under your name, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I didn't activate the card. And they said, oh. If you don't activate it after a certain amount of time, we activate it for you.
Yes.
You can't do that.
They did that.
They can.
Yeah.
How can they do that?
I don't know. They just can. It's their fucking card. They can do whatever they want.
But
you don't destroy it, you know, your mother just threw it out in the garbage.
But somebody got the number and was ordering stuff online.
Yeah, they were going.
Amazon.com, like footlocker.com.
Probably going through your garbage and pulled it out.
I don't know if they went through the
fucking
garbage.
Garbage man probably stole
I'm
it.
I'm guessing they got the number because they used it online. Otherwise, they would have used it.
Like, what is it? When I was visiting my aunt and uncle in Vegas during Halloween.
Please call her your aunt.
Is it aunt? Aunt? Whatever.
So easy to throw them off.
I know.
When I was visiting them, I was buying stuff. I was using my.
Where was
my,
it?
In Vegas, in Nevada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that where Vegas is?
They live in Henderson, okay? Is that better for you? Is that more exact?
I have no idea.
Well, I knew where they live, so I knew you were lying because you said Vegas. They obviously live in Henderson.
Wow. Whatever. Anyway, I was using my check card, and one night it just stopped working.
Fake
and
radio.
I'm like, what the fuck? So I call them. I call up my, you know, and they're like, call my credit, my freaking bank, and they're like, you know, you're the one using it, so okay, we'll let you pass. Because I was just making stupid charges, stuff where it didn't
internet
need
porn.
Well, it didn't need to be it didn't need to be
that
signed for.
Stupid.
It was nothing I needed to be signed for or put a pin. So it was just like silly stuff.
Yeah,
and they blocked it because it was like I got up to like they said at a certain amount. I was like, but I only used it like 3 times and it was for like $50. How the hell was it? Like, is it hit a certain like $50? It automatically cuts itself off, like. And that happened to me like one time before when I first started getting like an ATM card. They shut me off because I was just using it to buy gas. And that's like the one big telltale sign that your card's been stolen. You don't have to sign for it. You just can use it and it just goes. And I used it twice and it wouldn't work when I was trying to get money out of the ATM and I had to call them and just a whole bunch of shit. I'm like, yeah, you're good with this. But then everybody else I know who gets screwed by credit card fraud is like, $30,000 in the hole.
I used to work at a gas station, and I saw the worst $5 bill. What did I tell you?
I'm just moving it. Sorry.
What did I tell
fuck
you to say to me?
Put your hand up, and I'll mute you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Oh.
Wow.
Go ahead, Dan.
Anyway, I saw the worst $5 bill, like, forgery ever. It was literally Xeroxed on both sides. And, like, I found it in my money. So somebody must have either given it to me or what. I don't know, because money goes back and forth so much.
Yeah, you're not paying attention.
And, like, I give it to my boss. I said, we got a fake $5 bill. And he's looking at it. He goes, that's not fake.
Are you serious?
And I was like, yeah, it is. It's like, I mean, it was in color, but, like, it was
like
color.
Crayon?
You can tell just
it
by
was Xeroxed,
at it. Yeah.
But the, like, the artwork is so fine, mm-hmm. it makes, like, a rainbow on it.
Yeah.
It's like a really bad color Xerox. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, it's real. I was like, wow. No wonder. And, yeah.
I've seen a few fake hundreds.
And so he took it and he said, he'll put it in my next paycheck.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't. No. Good, because I would have kicked his ass.
Wow.
Anyway, fake hundreds?
Yeah, I've seen a few fake hundreds. A pretty decent one, actually, a few years back, where people were actually thought, they're like, no, that's real, yeah. That's real. I'm like, hold it and hold another $100 bill. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Instantly. It's not real.
Yeah. My mother managed to get a fake $100 bill and actually give it to a bank.
Oh, my God.
It was a to-do and a half. They're just like, yeah, step aside. And it was like, she went to the bank.
And I was like, what's going on?
It was, I think it was First Union when it used to be in the junction.
Yes.
Yeah. And, like, they pulled her aside, and she was there for, like, an hour. Like, they, it was like.
I didn't know.
She didn't talk like that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she
started talking about your mom again. Matt almost couldn't come today because Anna Nicole Smith died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The traffic would have been too heavy. Everybody's going to see her dead. So. Gotta watch
out.
I was
trying to get clips of her. Did I say this already?
No.
And
Wow. What? Go.
I don't know. I'm sick. Oh, there was a trim spa spot with her with a contest for like a trip to go out to wherever. Yeah. And it was the hotel that she died in.
Probably in the same room.
Yeah.
The winners are sitting there watching her die. Scoot them out. Scoot them out before the cops come.
Trim spa, baby.
Hits her head off the
spa, baby.
She hits her head off the coffee table.
We had some things. What did I tell you to say for the show? Oh, you want to talk about Wolverine?
Nah, I didn't really want to talk about it.
Well, you said you did.
Two Towers.
I'll talk about the Two Towers.
That was a joke.
Oh, it was? Well, I don't know. You said, I want to talk about the Wolverine movie. I said, okay. And that was the end of it.
No, apparently I just found out the script has been finalized. I don't know how long this news has been out. I just happened to stumble across
it. I haven't heard about it.
Yeah.
Well, Vaughn hasn't heard about it. It must be news.
Well, I think right now Hugh Jackman's filming another movie, so he has to wait until that one's done.
So he can grow his hair out?
I think he wears a wig on that.
No.
Because his hair is long.
Well, no. I remember the first film was all him. Like, for the first half. Like, the sideburns, he slowly grew in, but... The hair was all his.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Wow.
I saw him
just
in
like
an interview.
Just like your chin, all that hair is real.
I saw him in...
Don't look like horse hair.
In an interview right after the... I guess it was the second one was out.
Mm-hmm.
Right after the premiere, and he had shoulder-length hair.
It's possible.
Yeah.
The movie was made a year before.
No. It was... Trust me. Okay, he's wearing a wig in the movie.
All right, fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
And get a little temperamental, but I'll fucking win.
But anyway, it's supposed to be a prequel. Now, I'm wondering if they're going to actually just use the Sabretooth story, which would be him hunting down Sabretooth for killing his girlfriend. That's what I've read.
Or them being army buddies and going to the...
with Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
Fighting Nazis.
Well, with the Silver Surfer movie, the new Fantastic Four
Are there
film.
Nazis in that movie?
No Nazis.
I don't want to hear about it.
Character in X-Men.
That'd be Beast.
Yes, no, Beast. The girl.
Mystique?
That's it.
Oh.
Two Towers.
Two Towers. No.
Carly kept holding her hands up before when she was saying Two Towers.
Two Towers.
And it was like, it looked like she was estimating a penis size the way she was doing it.
When does
I
she not?
A fish.
Or a fish. No. She just kept holding her hands up in front of her face and she was just saying, Two Towers. Two Towers.
Two penises.
Wow. But I really didn't want to talk about that. That was just a joke.
Oh, well, thanks.
So we did talk about it.
Yeah, ruined it.
The reason I asked also, about Mystique was because when I get out of the shower, I like to brush my hair back and pretend I'm her.
Oh, my God.
She does kind of look like it when she combs her hair back.
And she's in blue.
I was thinking about being that for Halloween. What do you guys think?
Yeah, all naked.
I really thought you guys should have been Homer and Lisa Simpson for Halloween.
Why Lisa?
Wait.
Why Homer?
Yeah.
Because
why not?
Why not Marv?
Marv.
And Goldie.
Yeah.
Because you can see how we're looking in a white t-shirt.
Wow. What was it yesterday?
Not
it was,
flattering.
Yesterday I was hanging out with a friend of mine I haven't seen.
I'm fatter of flattered.
And we were playing playing the Wii, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's the game that just the new game
actually,
just
I had to
came
think
out.
About that. I'm like, the yeah. Wii. What is
the new
Wii?
Game that just came out for the system is a Wario Smooth Moves, right?
Oh my God.
And we beat it over like 3 hours.
Smooth Moves. Oh,
fun fucking game.
Really?
Yeah, just ridiculously fun.
Does that use the Wii nunchuck?
Well, the remote and the nunchuck recording. But it's like we're sitting there and we're playing through it and we're just going, okay, that's who you're gonna be for Halloween, and I'm gonna be Wario. Because they have this one character called Jimmy T, right?
That's scary.
No, they have this one character called Jimmy T.
How old
this...
are you?
Shut up.
All right, I'm going to be Wario for Halloween.
Why don't you just be Fat Wolverine?
You got the hair for
he
it.
He does have the hair for it, and he's about the same size as Hugh
Wolverine,
Jackman.
Wolverine let himself go.
I think he should be Bluto from The Labyrinth after that fart.
Wow. Wow. Nice.
Smell bad.
Smell bad.
That was like a winter wind, though, when it came through.
Ew. Stinky.
Cleared my sinuses. Thank you.
Yeah. You want me to do it again?
He does kind of look like Bluto.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that now.
Nice. Now I know what I got to do for Halloween.
Yep.
Bluto.
Now, Fat Wolverine would be better if you could do your hair up like that.
He'd be Bulverine.
Bulverine.
That was
what, part cat? Or part cow? Part fucking Wolverine?
Perfect. Because bulls are big.
Bulverine.
You dope.
You could just be fat.
Fat anyone.
Fat guy with awful
fat
fanboy
Oprah.
Hair.
Shut the fuck up.
And you should go to, you could be like unemployed Skeletor.
Oh, you see
be
that?
Unemployed Wolverine. Oh. Go to all the comic conventions.
Oh, that's
be
great.
Great.
That is a great idea.
Yeah. Horrendous.
We have
hysterical.
We have a way to advertise in real
life. Get like
a
really small denim jacket, like a t-shirt, with like a pizza stain on it.
A whole half a pizza on it.
Yeah, really tight jeans.
Oh.
That aren't supposed to be tight.
Like a pair of my mother's jeans.
Ew.
I think it'd be great.
The X could just be 4 pizza slices.
Instead of having...
or a couple of chicken bones.
Instead of the dog tags, there's like a choker on you.
Ew. Yeah, they're like that.
Ew.
Oh, man. There's not enough laughter in the room when we do these things.
I know.
I'm used to dogs barking, apparently. Yeah,
I can't hear that come through the headphones. Yeah. So.
I can.
Okay.
You can't?
No.
Damn.
It's just piercing me.
It's only been an hour.
It really. So how about iguanas, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, let's talk. Old news.
Segway.
Yeah.
Segue to the old news.
This is our new bit called News from Yesterday.
News from like a
Iguana.
Month ago.
Iguana.
Part one.
Carly, you want to talk about this?
I guess so.
Okay.
You start.
I'll start it
off.
Okay. Okay. Everybody knows that iguanas have 2 penises.
Shut up.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I didn't know that until like about a half hour ago when you told me.
See, this this one particular iguana whose name I can't remember. I think it was Mozart. Was it Mozart, the iguana's name?
It might have been Bach.
Yes, Mozart.
Mozart. Apparently got a permanent erection. Unable to get her down.
Ugh. No.
They threw in as many female iguanas as possible to tire this fucker out. And it didn't happen. Aww. There was nothing they could do to get him to get his shit down.
Just wouldn't happen.
To get his shit down.
So, the only alternative was to amputate said penis.
Aww.
Oh my God.
But,
since he has a second penis.
Two. Which I did not know.
Or I think it's referred to as a hemipenis, which a former topic That Indian guy.
Yeah.
That we talked about a while ago.
The bolo tie penis.
The bolo tie penis, man. Now that he has the second one available to him, he can go about and have sex with as many female iguanas as he wants.
Why do they have two peni?
I don't know.
Do they utilize both of them?
I don't know.
Just in case happens.
I don't know why. There must be a reason. Maybe at one point female iguanas had two vaginas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
I really don't know.
Wow. Fun.
Harley, you deviant.
Single DP. Perfect.
Thunk.
Thunk and thunk.
Lizards are size queens.
Ow.
Didn't your godmother have a dog that had a permanent erection?
Oh, yeah, and they had to jerk him off.
But the neighbor didn't do it?
Yeah, well,
oh my God.
Because their little dog, their boxer, got a boner, which dogs do.
Yes, they do.
And, he would lick it or whatever, and they were all like, ew, ew. And it didn't go away. So they actually, after like a day, they called the vet.
Uh-huh.
And the vet said, well, he has to
release.
Mm-hmm. And they were just like, how do we release him? And they're like, well, get a glove. And they're like, stop right there. We are not doing that to our dog. They're like, well, you can come in here and basically they'll charge you like $100 to jerk off your dog.
Wait, but why couldn't they just get another female dog? A bitch.
From where?
Well, I don't know. Anywhere.
You're better off just bring it to the vet and just have the vet jerk it off.
Hey, can you bring over your bitch?
So basically, they asked their neighbor to come over.
It's a good neighbor.
Oh, my God.
And release the dog.
Ew,
and
really?
She did.
For what? Did she? She? How long wait, did the take? Woman did it?
The woman.
How long did released, it take?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
This doesn't qualify as bestiality?
If you videotape it,
it is.
It was necessary.
I think if a vet tells you to do it, it's okay.
So it's kind of like medicinal marijuana. This is medicinal bestiality.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wrong.
I'm surprised she did.
My hands are sweating from this topic.
Because you're getting so hot.
Disgusting.
Thinking about our old dead dogs and cats.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of them.
And I have a dog on my lap right now, as a matter of fact.
That is alive and well.
Funk. Anyway.
No.
Funk.
No,
no.
Poor Lola.
She's my little whatever the hell she is. So, yeah, it was and jokes galore.
I bet.
Oh my God!
Yeah, we had her smoking cigarettes with the dog. We had, like the dog knocking on her door, hopping the fence, all that kind of shit. It was.
I can't even imagine. If she just was like, "Yeah, sure."
You can't imagine a woman jerking off a dog.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even her dog.
No, it wasn't even her. Like someone else's dog.
She came over and went, "I'll take care of it."
No problem.
The neighbor is like family to them. Uh-huh. It's not like he was just like. Hey, remember us? We live next door. Funny thing happened. It was
what kind of dog was it?
A boxer.
Okay.
She pulls up her sleeves and she's like, "I'll take care of it."
Basically,
give me 20 minutes.
I was born for this.
She's a little, if you know what I mean.
Whoa,
a butch.
Yeah,
she's got the mullet and everything.
She's got the curly mullet.
Ooh. Ew.
She basically went over there and said, "Come here, fucker!" And
shit,
mounted. Oh.
It's like my uncle's old joke, how do you get a dog to stop humping your leg? You pick him up and blow him.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
It's pretty gross.
Ew.
Right. So lizards. So what happened with the lizard?
Well, they amputated it. I already went over this, Derek.
Yeah, you were,
where were you?
Getting the dog.
Oh, puppy.
We finished this.
Yeah, this.
They cut it off. Can you imagine cutting it off?
Oh, yes.
God.
Like a saw, like a little reciprocal saw.
But he was hard when they were cutting off. I can imagine it still being hard when they went to cut it off. Just show the fucking thing a saw. That's going to whoops.
Yeah, like it knows what's going on. It's like.
I think it has some kind of idea. If it notices had an erection for like a week.
It's getting like a rug burn because it's just dragging against the ground.
It's not like they're completely unaware of what's going on. I mean, an animal knows when it's in danger.
Well, here's the thing.
Losing its
penis. One if it's multiple.
Here's the thing I don't get. All right, so he had an erection for how long?
Oh, I don't know. It was a very long time.
Okay. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's a lizard.
Good for him.
It was a slow news day.
No,
when this
I think it was
up.
One of it was in like a captivity or whatever. So they.
Oh, so they actually they didn't want like kids coming to see it and be like, "Mommy,
wow." Mommy, one of its penises is hard, Mommy.
Damn it.
Oh, boy. One of them.
Did I beat you to that one?
Yes.
One of. I didn't know they had to. And then they break into a conversation about, oh, yeah, you know. This...
And they say, we should do a radio show.
No.
Is the plural, what is the plural to penis? Is it
peni?
Peni?
It is,
I don't think so. I think it's penis.
Two big hard cocks?
P-E-N-E-S. No, it's not two big hard cocks, Vaughn.
I'm sorry.
That's the technical medical term.
Multiple lipstick tubes of penis.
Oh, my God.
No.
Damn it.
No.
Shit.
No. Okay. Horrible.
I wish this show wasn't live. I was in a horrible mood last week, and this week I'm sick.
Yeah.
And no one showed up.
Good. Stop bashing the
we're
show.
Doing, we're doing
it
all
does.
Right.
Doesn't it?
All things considered.
I know it sucks if we keep saying it.
Well. You cunt rag. Oh, my God.
Not you.
How about we just have Vaughn.
See you next Thursday.
Thursday?
Dude, well, either or. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Hey.
It works.
Cunt.
Cunt.
Well, no.
No, I know.
Just, it's T for Thursday.
I know.
You usually see it on a calendar with
it's
a
TH. Yeah.
All right, we're stretching this a little too retarded.
We're no.
We were supposed to stretch it.
Yeah, stretch the cunt.
No, I'll keep stretching. I'm getting music to play.
Okay. Oh.
So.
So, cunt.
So the last vagina I saw was about this big and had so much hair on it, it looked like a, let me think, Castro attacking a beef broil.
How big was it?
What? It was like this big.
A beef broil. A
London broil. What the fuck did I say?
I don't
beef
think
broil?
The listeners
no.
can see that, this. Vaughn.
No.
Okay, let me think.
Vaughn is putting his hands together as if he was
as if it was like
Diamond
Dallas
Page.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Right That's... on the same...
So this vagina was like fucking huge.
Wow. And the lamb.
Huge.
Loud.
Like as if DDP was giving the salute hardcore. That's how big the vag was. And there was so
that's,
much
that's
hair.
A pretty big vag.
It was disgusting.
Why?
Big vag.
And stunk worse than a fish taco.
I think I'm actually getting sicker and like sicker.
Good.
As the day.
Yeah.
I should mark up this mic. Mine forever.
I'm like thicker.
I'm getting.
Thicker.
Starting to. Yeah. Okay.
Fleming.
I'm just not going to talk. It's fine.
Okay. Good fuck.
So yeah. Oh.
We came back for what reason?
I don't know.
For a vagina.
Well, is Steve.
No,
coming?
We had something. I think he is. I don't know.
Summer girl.
I don't really care if he comes or not.
Good.
It's fucking over.
Things over anyway.
If he hears this.
He doesn't. He can't download this down. Download this down.
What do you mean?
Does he listen to this?
No one listens
to what?
This.
I listen to this.
You, that's it. You and Matt and some guy from Japan. That's
and
it.
The guy from...
That's all we're doing
and,
this
wait,
for.
Wait, West Coast. Some guy from California too now.
Okay.
Ooh.
Some guy named I Love Poop.
Thank you, sir.
West Coast representing, Garly. Thanks for the internet gesture.
West site.
The radio gesture.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we got now that we're coming back?
Nothing.
We did have something.
Aqua Teen.
Is that? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, whatever. We
go
talked about it last week, so.
What?
We can do a little follow-up.
So what'd they do?
This
what happened?
Follow-up.
What did Turner do?
What happened to Boston?
You yell at me.
Ah, fucker.
That's Jesus the only Christ. Way you pay attention.
He gets defensive when he's sick.
I do.
And he's,
wow.
Oh,
and he
that's
barks.
A dog.
That we're making dog sausage.
Dog sausage?
Get
ew.
The dog.
That's
if
disgusting.
If I keep going or she's going to just keep barking.
She's
going
to learn. Well, let's just wait for her to stop barking on the air.
So this vagina was huge, right?
How fucking, huge?
You guys
it?
Talk about Aqua Teen. I'll go get it.
Okay, her. The Aqua Teen thing. Do we fucking even know?
Well, apparently Boston received
$200,000.
No.
What is it?
$2 million.
Oh, $2 million.
Million.
Well, it was
dollars. That's a lot of million dollars.
Well, it's to recap for all the idiots in the for the mayor to throw out the bomb squad and close the damn city down for a whole day.
Well, I guess that was worth $2 million. I mean, what if I was afraid of these things?
They
do
give
I
you
get $2 million?
No, they probably give you one of those stickies and kick you in the balls.
So why does a whole entire city for being stupid? Get $2 million. What is that going to do?
They gotta make it go away somehow.
But $2 million is just that's not. I mean, that's a lot of money to us, but that's not a lot of money to a city.
Even though,
what are they going to do with it?
I don't know.
They repay.
They
pretty
put
much
it into the schools.
Well, no,
I doubt it.
Where the money was going, what I heard was that it was going back to
the bomb squad. That
the bomb squad, the police, the people who pretty much had to waste their day to take care of this.
Oh, the people that completely over. Reacted. Let's just give them $2 million.
Honestly, they should have to pay $2 million.
They really
for being
should.
So stupid.
They should.
They should what? Derek?
They should come up with $2 million and give it to all those people that had to sit on a bridge for hours
because they were dumb
because they were afraid of a light bright.
And the thing is, on those following couple days, and every state that they were like supposedly in, like Seattle, Portland,
No one gave
it
a
was
shit.
Well, no, they when they found out about it, yeah. people were just like going around collecting because they knew the states were gonna like in New York.
Would they have one for $12,000 on a
yeah. That was just the day of.
What was it? In New York, the police knew where they were all going to be, like Turner told them where, and they were able to find three of like 26 or something like that. So everybody the night before was just scavenging Manhattan for them.
So nobody knew that these things were going to be put around except
Turner and the guerrilla marketing company they used.
Okay. And how many cities even said, well, what's that?
One.
Boston.
That's terrible.
Boston. New York. The
I know,
city
of all
that
cities.
Got basically bombed with an airplane, saw it, and went, oh.
A couple times.
A light bright.
Look who it is.
Oh, my Steve. God.
Look who it is.
Who is that?
With a brand new black hoodie. You're so metal.
You're so metal.
A lot of money on that.
Supreme Black.
Is that like 55 bucks?
Give him the mic.
Did you run here or something? He's all out of wind.
No.
Wait. Got it. Steve, you want
to... Why don't you trade places with him, Carly, and you can take
trading
care of...
Ooh.
I'm not done.
Carly wants Steve to sit on her lap.
Sit on her lap.
Go ahead, pop a squat, Steve.
Pop a squat. Yeah.
Let's not start this whole thing again.
It's not going to be good.
What? What whole thing?
I don't know.
What?
All right, I guess you're sitting on the floor, Steve.
Erect lizard penis?
I sat on the floor last week.
Not that.
Or Sunday, or whatever day that was.
Whenever we had that.
Steve's, at least give him
Steve's
a mic,
gonna get
so.
Interviewed.
What happened, Steve?
Here we go.
Anna Nicole Smith, right?
She's very.
It's a little late.
Yeah, we're me and Tim on the way home from the train. While I went to a concert for those of that don't know.
Oh,
in New
everyone
York.
Heard.
What's that?
Everyone heard.
Okay.
He's really out of breath.
I'm out of shape.
He is blown up.
I just pounded garlic breadsticks at Fridays.
Pounded.
Yeah.
Oh wait, what do you call Fridays breadsticks? What's your other terminology for those?
I don't know.
His brain is done.
He won't even say it.
I don't know. I can't remember what you're talking about.
He once referred to them as Peter Steele penises.
No, I didn't. Anyway.
All right, gorilla.
Anyway.
I did.
You're such
not.
A lying badass.
Why don't you be serious?
We were coming up with names for Anna Nicole Smith. Anna Nicole Corpse was a good one.
Well,
I think
we had
the one to end all.
Mike, the webmaster Mike, came up with the best one.
Which is?
And that was Anna the Cold Stiff.
Yeah.
That's the second time.
You know, I was texted by a certain individual who apparently likes her for whatever reason. And I was gloating about how happy I was that she was dead.
Is that Steve number two?
No, well, because
he did used to like
him.
Her a lot.
Somebody affiliated with him.
Okay, yeah.
And
was it a text from 1995?
Wow,
I've actually, for the record, always hated that ugly, fat trailer trash piece of shit.
Yep,
I've never found her attractive. I always wanted to bury an axe in her face.
Yeah.
But they were talking like, oh, well, I feel bad. She has like a 6-month-old. Yeah. I don't care if that baby is like suffering now, like lying in the snow naked because it has nowhere to go.
This kid is better off without her.
Seriously.
It'll have lots of money. It'll have lots of money and won't have to worry about her.
Yeah.
Good for the baby.
I'm very happy to hear that she died. It really made my night.
Yeah.
Maybe my year. Potentially my year.
Maybe Frances Bean Cobain can adopt her.
Ew.
And they can share stories about dead famous druggies.
Yeah, it's like something I've been thinking about all night. Like,
yeah.
If tomorrow I woke up and I was a black, one-eyed midget in a wheelchair with AIDS, my life would still always be better because I knew that Anna Nicole Smith died.
Whoa!
Wow!
Yeah. Wow!
It's awesome.
What's wrong with being black?
Nothing.
You better be careful because the KKK is on the
rise.
Oh, well.
All right, Ms.
Nice
Carly.
Segue.
Shit. All right,
good. Ms. Thank Carly. God. Two towers.
Segue. Eat great. Two towers. So
yeah,
what do we got with
hours?
The KKK?
I think I closed that. I got the Keith Urban.
What is this about the Klan?
You suck.
They're on the rise, apparently.
Oh, really?
Great.
Yes.
Nice topic.
Good old boys.
All right.
Anyway, Keith
Urban. All right,
Urban.
Why don't you bring that up and I can talk about Keith Urban.
Oh, Keith Urban?
Who's that?
The oil painter?
Yeah, the oil painter.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He is pretty good.
You ever go to his website, KeithUrban.com?
I have actually been there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what of it?
Is it?
I thought he was a country singer.
Yeah. No.
An Australian country singer, no less.
No.
Is he really Australian?
Australian,
oh, wait.
Yeah.
I think Steve's right. Because apparently country singer Keith Urban has decided to sue oil painter Keith Urban for the rights to KeithUrban.com.
Now, wait a minute. I have been following Keith Urban, the oil painter, for a long time.
Uh-huh.
He has had that website up since 1998.
I know, Derek. So what's the point of suing for KeithUrban.com when you already have KeithUrban.net?
I don't know.
Well, I think I do.
What?
Greed.
Wow.
Why would you ever sue somebody who has the same name as you for a website just because you are a little bit more popular of a celebrity? What's the point?
Spike Lee tried to do that with Spike TV.
Madonna. Yes. Madonna did that. Madonna.com is a website for nuns.
Yeah.
And she tried to sue nuns that have been around since before her family was
And
in
they
Florida.
Would have none of it.
No.
Wasn't
oh,
she like...
Oh, God.
Do not.
That's so bad.
That is nonsense. That's not a fair one. That's actually a play, I think.
That's terrible.
Dumb.
But, a lot of celebrities will sue cyber squatters for... Yeah. And that's understandable because they're putting up ads. They're using somebody else's name that is obviously unique, and it's not something that is just going to, you know, pop up. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to get MichaelCaine.com. You know, back in maybe 1997. Like, yeah. And people will go to it. Oh, let's see if Michael Caine has a website. Oh, what's this? It's a bunch of ads. Oops, I clicked on one. Oops, I just gave this guy like 27 cents. I mean,
well,
come on.
What is it? This is a little inside for the whole podcast thing, but the...
Then don't say
No, but this is a good one. If you go to thesimpsonmovie.com,
uh-huh.
Or okay. thesimpsonsthemovie.com, one, okay. I think it's either or, you will be sent to a link for keithandthegirl.com, which is a big podcast.
Yeah.
You know, because he owns the title for that, and no one's ever come after him because they just use for Simpsons. They're just using their regular
Fox.
Website.
Fox.com/Simpsons.
Yeah,
whatever.
They're promoting
so
it all through
really
that.
Not, they're not even bothering with that.
Well, they don't need to. You got the Simpsons.com. They don't really need to put out another website.
So precisely.
Keith and the girl own the Simpsons Movie.com.
Yeah, if you put it in the thing right now,
which
you'll,
I will not.
All right, fine. Yes,
wow. Good.
That's gay.
Keith Malley, like, the guy who runs that website, that show.
Like, that's a dick thing to do.
Well, he's owned it for years.
There was a guy that owned milk.com. And if you went to it, he just said, if you'd like to buy this, please contact me. But I'm warning you, it's going to cost a lot of fucking money.
Well, did you ever hear about microsoft.com?
Yes, Mike Rosoft.
There was a 17-year-old programmer, web page designer. His name is Mike Rowe.
Oh.
And his...
Dirty Jobs.
Yeah.
Is that really him?
Yeah.
I wonder if it was him.
I don't know.
Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
It's possible. How old is he now?
He's older now.
He's like in his
40s. Okay, well, this is only last year.
Oh.
Or maybe the year before.
It was a couple years ago.
Maybe 2 years ago. Right.
Yeah, I'll give you three.
Whatever. Okay. Mike Rowe, R-O-W-E.
That's Mike Rowe, yeah.
Yeah. He had his own company called Mike Rowe Soft. And Microsoft was furious. I mean, they offered him $10 for his registration fee for the website. And he said, I'd like more like $10,000 because this is my website and it is not even close to Microsoft. You can't possibly typo Mike Rowe Soft.
Yeah.
Nobody would even think, well, maybe there's some guy out there named Mike Rowe when he put Soft as his software company
or
and
like,
I'm going to go to his website.
Or like, I'm thinking of buying Windows. What's Microsoft's web page? MikeRowesoft. That's got to be it.
What's the other big one? If you back in the day when we all started getting into websites and all that, if you put in whitehouse.com, you get a porn site. Remember that?
No.
You don't
no,
remember that?
I don't remember that, actually.
Because people, you do it on accident because they didn't realize it was .gov and you get the regular, you know, White House website. If you put it in White House, I don't know if it's still like that anymore, but it used to be.
Like BritneySpears.com, you'd get porn or something.
You get it if you go to BritneySpears.com.
Well,
so, I mean.
This kid Bakes that I used to know used to send people links like, hey, this is pretty cool, check this out. And it would always go, always to shitcity.com.
Yes! I love that. That was
which
hysterical.
Is no longer...
No, no longer anymore.
This kid I used to know, i.e. me.
Yeah.
I see you have your Hot Rod shirt. Awesome.
But MikeRowesoft.com.
XL, baby.
Ooh.
Snug as a bug in a rug.
There's a...
I'll show you the tag.
Like with that with the shit city thing? There's one now that somebody will send, that somebody I know does it, where it's just like a fake setup. It redirects you to a site called meatspin.com.
What?
Meat spin?
Yeah, and it's
what
just
does
a,
that
and
mean?
It's a and it's a AV porn of a guy getting dicked in the ass and the penis spinning.
Oh, great.
Nice.
And it just counts it off in the corner.
I actually have seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it counts it
are
off in the
sure
corner.
That's just a guy or is that a
Unless they added a dick to it.
What was the one with
No. Is that a tranny or is it just a guy?
I don't know. I'm really not paying attention to it all that much.
Yes, okay, but
not watching it.
I've seen it posted on people's MySpace pages before. It might have actually been them linking to a picture on somebody else's site, and when they found out that they were hot linking, they just replaced it. I mean, it's happened to me before.
Yeah,
a dick like that. I just hot link images until they get taken down. So, yeah. But I've actually had people replace my pictures with serious porn.
Oh yeah, then that happened on MySpace with some black guy next to a horse.
It was some like CGI black guy. He doesn't even look like a real person standing next to a horse, and his junk is just hanging out there, and the shadow is like completely like off and exaggerated. It's the most ridiculous
it's
thing
like
I've ever seen.
Cybot.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you look at Carly, and there's just a single tear coming down. She's like the Indian.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Do you remember the one at the horse though? It was kind of like a GoatSeed.com type deal.
Yes. Yeah.
Where maybe it was dolphin sex, where there was the three old guys.
What? Yes.
Like banging each other. It was like a Chinese guy, like a white guy, and maybe a black guy.
Lemon party. The first time I ever got that, I don't know how long ago it was, but
you laughed till you cried.
It was actually at the time, I think the link made like 100 Internet Explorers open. And it was all the same thing, and it just kept on playing a sound effect like "I'm gay,
that's
I'm
right,
gay,
yeah. that's I'm looking at gay porn."
Yeah, that's
I'm
it.
Looking
that's
at
it.
Gay porn. And it would just keep opening up different pictures of guys naked.
Awesome. But it's and funny you, because
you could not stop it.
How old is that Lemon Party thing? That's pretty old, right?
That's gotta be like 95.
Okay, 95. Steve just sent me a link to that last year.
Yeah. Well, I discovered it in a horrific fashion.
I remember that goatee thing when I first started making all big.
Yeah.
And you know how there was also one where it set up where it would constantly pop the picture up on everything. And a friend of mine found that out horrifically in the library in
high
school. Got
it horrifically.
Well, no, and he's sitting there going through stuff, and somebody sent him a link. He checked the link. He's sitting in like study hall in the library, and all of a sudden it just goes ape shit with this, and then like weird sounds coming out. Besides it going, I'm gay. I'm just like screams and horror, and just
that's the point.
The picture of the guy with his asshole straight out. It's just
oh my
whoa,
god!
Stop!
Wow!
I came across there's a Wikipedia entry for Goatsy, and it is so in depth it's embarrassing. They actually have a link to the entire photo series. Of this guy. And, like, you can see the progression of him sticking his hands in and eventually getting it open.
No.
It's like, if you print it out, it would be like 5 pages of this fucking guy's asshole and the history of it.
What's the point?
I don't know. And there was, like, a picture on Time Magazine. It was something like somebody spreading something, but it was, like, an American flag.
Yeah.
But it was the exact, like... They said like they tried to do like a goatsy thing.
There's a thing online where it's just a lot of pictures where it just kind of looks like that. Where it's just stupid little things like signs or either ads or just people doing it like as a joke. And it's just thousands of pictures of people just doing it just over and over again.
How does that guy take a dump?
Ew.
Well,
does it just fall out?
It just falls out. Yeah.
It must.
Yeah. Like a baby falling out of a pool saw.
What? Falling out of a what?
This toilet to water slide.
Stanky, nasty. We'll see.
What does it look like?
Diamond Dallas Page.
It looks like Diamond Dallas Page in the full-on core right there.
Before we went to a break, Vaughn was talking about... how did you put it again?
I can't remember. It was gone. In my mind, if I say it, it's out. It's done. I can't say it again.
Well, Derek thought that it was so bad that he just cut our mics and started playing music.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so horrible. Vaughn just kept making hand gestures to display the size, and I'm like, you know, how big was it again? How big was it? And he just kept on doing it.
Occasionally,
over again.
You'll hear me just not saying anything.
Yeah.
You'll hear everyone talking, and I'll be gone. Mm-hmm. Well, this is for the listeners. Yeah. I know you know, asshole.
Yeah.
That is when I'm on the computer, maybe looking for songs to play or news or whatever, and I'm vaguely kind of in and out listening.
Desperately
so
putting a show
songs.
Together
yeah.
on the fly.
Seriously. Like, you figured I'd have all the music set up? No.
Sure. You're right. Well, he gets home 2 hours before the show's starting. So,
exactly.
And I get here 45 minutes before the show starts.
Yeah. Steve gets 2 hours after the show starts.
He has a week.
But
I was eating.
Yeah, I just heard like this big Diamond Dallas Page, huge cock, and I just played the song. I was like, you know what?
Yeah, because we both hate the
this
Diamond Dallas Page
nowhere.
Thing.
Yeah, we both said Diamond Dallas Page at the exact same time. So
I was like, you know what? I don't think they'll mind if I just cut them off.
No, that was
Diamond Dallas
a good
Page
way to
is Jewish, though. You should like him.
Uncut Hog. Mm.
6.25% of me likes him.
Okay.
Okay.
My hands are disgusting.
They are. He does. I was mentioning before that Derek is kind of the opposite of Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas he'll get the most minor cuts that just won't heal.
They'll stay there forever. I have like scars on me from like paper clips. I literally am. Paper I have the seriously. Oh. I had a tattoo. They're like, put cream on it for a week. It took me like a year putting cream on it.
Oh.
It was disgusting. Whereas Craig, who's not here, he heals and like, he fell off a mountain bike in the woods. And he was fucked up.
Yeah.
3 days, he was fine.
Unbelievable.
He was such a mess. He had a concussion.
Yeah.
He was just blood everywhere.
We should talk about that next time he's here, if he ever shows up again.
He'll be back.
And he blew up his hand once, too, didn't he?
He certainly did.
Did he grow his fingers back or something?
I wouldn't be surprised, literally.
He's like a lizard.
It was just down to the bone, and he just taped it up. And
yeah, there was a certain fire behind a certain restaurant that was man-made, and Craig, in all of his glory, threw an aerosol can of food release into the flame and ran away. Well, while his arm was behind him in running motion, it blew up, flew right to him, and like hit the back of his hand and made a perfect circle, broke three of his fingers.
Oh, that's right.
And like just cut him open unbelievably. Oh. Like his hand was just a giant bruise. Within a week, it was fine.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah, basically.
I think Steve has something to say.
No, I don't actually.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I wish I was there for that, though.
A car fell on my father once.
What?
What?
I was thinking about the car. Craig actually has kind of a scar. It's very vague, though. Yeah. My father has a cut on his ear going across, if you ever see him. And it's from when he was working on a car, and the jack gave out.
Oh,
and
God.
The car fell on his head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I don't remember how he got out, but he basically went into the bathroom, and from, like, his ear up, like, peeled his scalp back.
Mm.
Yeah. And he said he could actually, like, see, like, the muscle in his, like, skull.
Hot.
And the only thing he said was, don't tell mom.
Wait,
so
what?
His brother basically told his mom.
He was
a kid. He had to have been like, maybe he was like 20 or something. I don't know.
God, I don't really remember. Crush's head.
The car fell on me again.
Yeah. And it was just, I mean, obviously blood everywhere. And he was in the hospital for a couple of days. And the hospital was like backed up. So they had him in the hallway on a gurney. And that was where they took care of him.
Yeah.
Because it was just overcrowded. And there was this gay nurse that kept trying to take his temperature. And
are you serious?
Or was he in New Delhi? Like,
unless he was lying to me.
What is it?
Yeah.
My father, I don't know if you've met my father.
No.
Oh, maybe you have. But anyway, his hands, like a normal man's hands, you know, they're nice long fingers. His fingers are, let me think. They look like a gorilla's hands, you know, how short the stubby fingers that they are.
Okay. I thought you just said nice long fingers.
Well, no, normal man's hands.
Oh, okay.
His are like a gorilla's hand. They're nice. They're stubby, short fingers because of what he does for a living. He's broken his hand so many times.
What does he do?
He's a carpenter.
Okay.
He broke his fingers in his hand so much, and he refuses to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
So they're about, you know, they're about this thick. About sausages, pretty much.
About how thick?
As thick as my cock.
Wow. Why?
They're sausage fingers, right? And they're just crazy to look at. You good?
What happened?
Vaughn is telling the most ridiculous, pointless story right now.
I'm sorry. I'm not really entertaining.
Really?
The rest of you
I leave different. For 2 seconds.
But he's
douchebag.
But he's
what size is it? What size is it? What size is it?
But he keeps on giving us a physical representation of things tonight.
I'm done. I tap out.
All right, bye.
You're not telling the story to us. You're telling the story to the listeners.
I'm trying to tell the story to everything.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm done. Fuck off.
Is there still listeners at this point?
I don't
what size
so.
Was it?
No.
Who's in the chat room?
How big was it?
No.
So he's got... All right.
No,
so
done. No, done. No, done. No, done. No, done.
Hands.
Douche, none.
Okay.
Done.
Come on.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Donna Fiducia.
Done.
Fiduciary.
Wow.
Done.
Yeah, it was gay.
Anyway.
Dick pic.
Carly wanted to talk about the KKK for some reason.
Did she? What happened to the KKK?
I don't know. They're on the rise in the United States.
They have permanent erections, too?
The South arise again.
How many?
Hey, as long as it's permanent and as long as it's an erection, Carly's interested.
Who is it again?
They are exploiting the issue of illegal immigration to attract new members.
Oh, God.
According to a new report by the Anti-Defamation League, i.e. Jews.
The Anti-Defecation League?
What?
Who will what?
Anti-Defecation League.
Gross.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. Carly wanted me to read this.
It was a horrible part.
No one is interested, apparently.
I'm lost.
Just read it.
Just keep going. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
I'll read a little bit of it.
I'm sure there's a funny quote from some dumb hillbilly.
Oh, got to be.
How thick were his fingers?
About this thick.
All right, here's
a quote. Did you get that, audience? About this thick.
The Klan's thinking is that if the average Joe is against immigration, then we are against it, too. So basically, whatever they don't like, we won't like, so they join us.
Yeah.
You and your sister, I mean your wife.
They are trying to gain a foothold in the mainstream community.
Fucking douchebags.
Now, he's well-spoken.
Okay. What'd he say?
90% of the... that was what he said. 90% of the Klan members will never commit a crime, but their rhetoric will influence the one in the group who may go off and do so.
Uh-oh.
That's the problem.
There's always a bad egg in the bunch.
There's always a bad Klan member somewhere.
Speaking of Klan-related things...
I just want to be called a Grand Wizard.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Speaking of Klan-related things and Iron Mike Sharp...
Oh, no. It's Imperial Wizard, to be exact.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There was a large black man who used to wrestle, or used to train at...
How large was he?
He was this large. He's about 320 pounds. About
really?
Six, about
he was
six
a lot
foot,
of man.
320. And Iron Mike, in all of his infinite wisdom...
How infinite was it?
He was about this infinite. He thought it would be
a brilliant
idea for this guy to come out wearing a Klan hood and gloves,
completely head to toe,
all in white, and piss everybody off because he's coming out as a Klansman, and then pull off the hood and reveal that he is a big black man.
Iron Mike Sharp?
This was 100% Iron Mike Sharp booking.
And then Dave Chappelle did it.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle did it. It was freaking fantastic.
He stole it from Iron Mike.
It's hilarious.
Iron Mike did it years. You want to play that promo?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So,
I was just about to bring that up.
Do you think this is the last promo that...
This is the last official promo that Iron Mike Sharp ever cut. This was, what, 1999, maybe 2000?
I don't know. It's funny, though.
It's hilarious.
And it's not going to happen.
Iron Mike Sharp School of Professional Wrestling. 300 down, 20 a week. I'll make you a champion. Hold on it. Canada's greatest athlete. Look at this. I'm 79 years old. Look at the body. He's telling the truth.
That was the black man in the background that
he
I was referring to.
Not 79.
No, but he's close enough.
Might as well have been.
How old is he? 100.
We, our closest estimates are like 59 tops.
Does
right
he
now.
Dye that hair? I don't think he does.
I don't think he does. He has a little bit of gray, like over, the, like by the temples.
His mop is thick and jet black. Yeah. That man's got a head of hair.
How he's like Vaughn right now. It's about this black.
So Vaughn, you're just gonna do that the rest of the night?
Wow, that's his new shtick.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah,
it's
actually, pretty much Vaughn.
It was over when I got here.
Oh, it's me. Just
he's
30
a young,
years younger.
He's a young Iron Mike.
Yeah, oh, you, Vaughn does have quite the head of hair on him.
We
and,
need to. Yeah, that's
very jealous.
The only thing you're jealous about. I'm funny and fat, and I got a. An ass like a bazooka.
I don't like your eyes. I don't like your inverted nipples.
Oh, my God.
You missed it
I'd love
before.
To have your hair.
Your ass Steve. Looks like an ironing board sideways.
Oh.
Steve, you missed it before. I blew out a fart and it fucking killed everybody.
Yeah, and then he did the exact same fart.
Yeah, 2 seconds later.
Oh, twinsies.
Darn. I'm unfortunate how I missed that.
Yeah. You were scarfing down Peter Steele penises a couple minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I never said. He just made that up right
there. Yeah, actually, he was a little.
He made that up.
He was a little drunk. And I'll tell you exactly what happened.
No,
he was sitting
I
at
didn't
a,
say that.
He was
no.
sitting at the bar.
This
I
is a fantasy.
In.
He made this up.
I walked in, and he was a little bit wasted when I got there. And he's like, dude, I've just been wolfing down these breadsticks. And honestly, they look like a bunch of Peter Steele penises.
I've never even seen it.
Who is Peter Steele?
He's the Typo lead singer Negative. Of Typo Negative, which happens to be collectively our favorite band, Matt.
Black.
By collectively,
black,
you don't
black,
mean me.
Matt and I.
Fat Dong.
The two of us.
Wow.
No, I know your favorite band is ICP.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
we
it.
Know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with ICP?
Down with the Clown? Huh?
His favorite band's B-52s.
Who's
you got nothing to
going
about.
Chicken hunting?
We's going chicken hunting.
Now, yeah, push back the color barrier.
What?
Car full of Faygo, trunk full of fat chicks.
That's what
trunk full of Faygo, car full of Faygo.
You know no, what? Derek prefers.
You know what?
Oh.
I put them in the trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In little tiny pieces. Because yeah. I stab people.
Wow. He's very familiar with all these songs.
Well, I did live with a fella that was obsessed.
Juggalo.
and who asked a certain person,
he's a motherfucker, what, Jaffalo,
what they would think if he wore clown makeup in public.
Yo, I got a serious question to ask you guys.
All right, go ahead.
If would you guys still be friends with me if I'm being serious here.
All right, go ahead.
If I were to, you know, go out in public, you know, dressed up as, you know, clown.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, you know, like clown makeup and stuff.
No.
In private, no. In private, it's totally acceptable.
Not now. Not ever. No.
Give it a chance, guys.
If you're not in Ringling Brothers, do not do it.
And he was dead serious.
He was absolute.
Really?
100%
he'll
serious.
He'll deny it, and yeah. Luckily he'll never hear this.
Well, his favorite group isn't ICP anymore anyways.
No, that's what he says. Now it's like some kind of weird fucking screamo band. I don't know.
I don't even know.
Okay, good.
Anyway.
Rise, Ashes Fall, Down Boy.
What?
I don't know. These bands today.
You know, I have to say something.
These bands today.
I'm very jealous of Anna Nicole Smith because she doesn't have to worry about waking up for work tomorrow.
That's true.
Ouch. Yeah.
Wow.
I just wanted to interject with that.
I'm just jealous of her big fake tits. That's all.
The big dead tits. Big dead tits. Mm-hmm. They're probably very blue at this point.
I think she should auction them off. Her remaining family members should.
Bronze them.
Bronze them.
Then auction them off.
In what, Carly?
If we had carbonite.
Carbonite?
You're a nerd.
Why would you do that? Two what towers. Is carbonite?
2 hours. We're ending?
Yeah, well, that was 2 hours, believe it or don't.
We
really?
Squeezed that
only
out.
Midnight?
Like, felt like that five, I'm sure.
The longest 2 hours of my life.
Fortunately for Anna Nicole Forest. Smith, it was a slow news day, so that way people actually care about her.
It was a no news day.
Yeah. Nothing happened today, huh?
Literally, everything that was in the news was just follow-up to stuff that happened, like, last week.
Was it?
So Anna Nicole Smith didn't die?
So the earth stopped, no. Basically.
That was it. I mean, how long can we talk about Anna Nicole Smith? We did for, like, a half hour.
I don't know how long.
Which is more than she would ever deserve, ever.
Worst live show ever.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
All right, so two stinkers in a week.
Not bad.
No, it's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah, last week you were being a stick in the mud.
Captain Dingleberry over
a dick
here.
In
and
the
this
bump?
Week, I'm sick.
I actually got a raving review from a new fan about last week's show.
Who? Wow.
My friend Tim. Cool. Loved Tim. It.
There's some that call me Tim?
All right, we're
Mind
ending
the Python? Nothing?
Yes, I got it. I didn't.
I don't know. I don't want
to. Not on the floor.
Cool, we got fans.
No.
We got three.
ARStickers@AOL.com.
MySpace.com.
You motherfuckers. If I make these fucking stickers and no one wants them, I'm going to come to your house and... No, I can't say that because then they won't send me their address.
That's true.
All right. Good night, kids.
Go gay for PeterSteele.com.
I think I'm going to call it a work tomorrow.
Nice. Diner?
Are you still on? Yes, we are.
Diner? Death?
Didn't you just eat like a shitload of freaking garlic sticks and you want diner?
Six garlic bread sticks. Okay. That's it.
Actually, I have restored as Fat Tits Amanda in my phone. Because they are fat.
Does she know that?
Big meaty tits.
Well, I hope she's not listening to the show right now because we're still on the air.
Yeah, we're still on.
Cool.
Really? Oh, darn it.
Rios.
We're still recording, though, right? Nice.
Do you think the Japanese guy will say something about me?
No, he'll bash me again. He don't care about anybody else.
He's going to hate the show.
Dude, he...
A lot of honor.
Vern.
No, he doesn't like me. In general, he doesn't like me. Yeah.
Breaking Vonaducci.
I seriously, if you want me to do the PD stuff, I'll do it. Why am I? Oh shit.
So used to
it. If you want me to do the production stuff, I'll do it. If you show me how to do it. You want me to be off mic? I'll just do that.
I don't want you to be off mic.
Oh yeah, right.
I just want you to choose your words a little carefully.
I think if I'm off mic, I'll choose my words carefully.
Just 10 minutes. You can show me.
It's not hard.
No, I know it's not hard. You just gotta show me where everything is.
I need to have something in front of me. Though. I need.
We'll give you a fucking Game Boy.
I have to have control.
I understand.
But then he wants somebody to do it. But then he wants somebody to check the levels and make sure everything's running fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't want to be involved. He doesn't want
to
be there.
Yeah. And I wanted Carly to do it, but now she has Lola. So she's
Lola.
Like the babysitter Lola. During the show.
Well, once she gets calmed down, I'll do it.
My kid fell out a window, Lola.
Wow. Ah! Oh, man. Gold.
Did you like my new lyrics to Real American?
Give it to him. Because Anna Nicole Smith's
that was good.
Is, when it comes crashing down, it hurts inside. When you pass out in a hotel and you don't survive.
Gotta get those socks.
Hey, I got off my socks, you little shit.
What's her middle name?
Her real last name is Hogan.
Stuff. Is it really?
Yeah,
wow. I know.
Please. I knew her real name wasn't Anna Nicole Smith, but I couldn't remember what it was.
It was far from
Vicky Lee Hogan.
I remember it was Vicky something.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching, they had like a YouTube.
Yeah,
that's
what Marilyn Monroe's name, like Gertrude.
Yeah, it was something fucked up.
No, it was
Nancy. Or
no,
like
Matilda.
That. It was in the fucking Elton John song.
It's someone in N, I thought.
Nora Lee or something?
Norma Jean.
Norma Jean.
that's what I call
Annabella.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
What I call Jocelyn's mother.
Norma Jean?
Yeah, it's Norma.
Oh, like.
No.
Oh my god. You know that whole thing of asking me how big things are is really getting annoying.
Because you kept on like comparing it to things.